Well, hi everybody, it's time to mess with weird, strange things again. And that's what we're gonna do. This is Patrick Perdue, and we're gonna be playing with Deck Talk PC 1 and HAL version 6 on an old Windows 98 machine today. That's what we do. So, we have HAL version 6 installed, and I haven't changed any of the default parameters. They're still very much default, well, except for the punctuation. But, you know, you have your...
Recycle bin, my computer, my documents. Internet Explorer,
etc. Cetera.
Recycle bin.
Very much the default parameters for Deck Talk and stuff like that. And today we're going to be playing around with this because HAL has a very cool support for SSIL synthesizers, and you can control about 99% of the parameters, which you would normally not be able to do with JAWS. This version has great, cool control over Deck Talk, of course. There are actually a few parameters I've found in looking at this that it actually doesn't support. But I think that's because they weren't written in the SSIL specification, and this is not to be a fault of HAL. Anyway, we're going to show you this weird, strange support for Deck Talk, since this is the synthesizer we're using at the time, by going into the user voice menu. So we're going to hit caps lock space to go into the HAL menu, which is kind of odd, but works.
Menu no selection.
We're going to go S.
Speech menu. Enable selected.
We'll go user options.
Tap user defined.
There we go. In user defined voices, you can create new voices and modify old ones. You can go...
Voice. Huge Harry list box.
Huge Harry. Yay.
Beautiful Betty.
This is Beautiful Betty speaking.
Dr. Dennis.
This is Dr. Dennis speaking.
Frail Frank.
This is Frail Frank speaking.
Huge Harry.
This is Huge Harry speaking.
Kid the Kid.
This is Kid the Kid speaking.
Perfect Paul. This is Perfect Paul speaking. Rough Rita.
This is Rough Rita speaking.
Up Ursula.
This is Up Ursula speaking.
Whispering Wendy.
This is Whispering Wendy speaking.
Yeah, I just went through all the voices just so you know what to compare things with. So we're going to go back to Perfect Paul because this is the default little voice that most of the everything is based out of, except for...
Perfect Paul. This is...
Except for the women, who have a slightly different algorithm, but anyway.
Add button.
We can add... voices, which we're going to do. We're going to press add.
Enter the new voice name. Blank line.
And we're going to call this one stupid.
Stupid.
Doob.
User defined voices. Add button.
And in stupid doob, you get a list of parameters.
Delete button. Rename button. Parameters for stupid doob. Pitch. Default selected list box range 50 to 300.
Default. It doesn't read that for some reason.
50
but...
selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die.
Default selected. Hello, everyone. This is a doob. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
Yeah, you can change the test text message, and I was playing with that a while ago, and that's what I put in there. So, in these parameters, you have pitch.
Intonation. Default selected.
Intonation, which you can't do with JAWS, so let's crank that all the way up.
250 selected. Hello, everyone. This is a doob. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
All right, now we have...
Other speech parameters.
Other speech parameters. And in other speech parameters, you get a list box of strange things that you can play with. So we'll go to the top of that.
Basic voice name.
Basic voice name. Of course, that's where you can change your...
Value. Perfect pause.
That thing.
Param.
Change the voice that your voice is based from. And then you go down...
Gender.
Gender, which is either male or female, which sounds very, very blah with Paul if you don't change the subsequent parameters to go with it.
Value.
I'll show you. You'll probably clip the crap out of this here Deck Talk. Here we go.
Female selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
Ah! Man, my compressor didn't even help that much. So yeah, it clips big time if you don't change crap. So we'll put that back on male. Yes, we will.
Default selected.
Default. Hello, yeah, male female, select. Default. So it picks it up from the SSIL INI file. Anyway, we have next. Going shift tab.
Parameter.
Parameter.
Head size.
Head size, of course, goes from, starts at the default, and then goes all the way down, which is a really dumb thing to do, because, of course, it clips and sounds all blah by default. You go up one little increment.
Value. Default selected list box. 65 selected.
Yeah, okay, we won't bother with that.
85 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob.
75 selected.
Hello, everyone.
85.
Let's see what the range
79 selected.
Starts clipping.
80 selected.
Hello, everyone.
Yep. 81 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob.
Ah. 82 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob.
Ah. 83 selected.
Hello, everyone.
Ah. 84 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a doob. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die.
It's like right around here somewhere.
86 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a tube.
Anyway.
96, 100, 116
selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a tube. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
126 selected.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
This is a tube.
And it starts being all blah right around there. So we'll put that back at default. No. Make it a little bit smaller.
98 selected.
Maybe 90.
90 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a tube. If you have a problem with it, then please...
Okay. Now, I'll go back to the parameters list.
Voice gain.
Voiced gain, which basically controls the voiced portion, which is not, you know, not breathiness, not any of the consonants, just the voice part.
Value.
So we can turn that down all the way, and it'll be stupid.
Zero selected.
So we can subsequently go and turn up some other gains.
Frication gain.
Turn up frication gain, which is the you know, that kind of stuff. So we'll turn that all the way up.
86 selected.
We can turn up aspiration gain.
Aspiration gain. Value. Default selected list. 86 selected.
Ah! Wow, meep to you too. Turn that down a bit.
56 selected.
Now the upshot of this is you can make like a popping P deck talk by going, turning up the voice level to like something under the thingy, like maybe here.
50 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a tube. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
Yay. Woot from me.
60 selected.
Hello, everyone. This is a tube. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die. Thank you.
Since that.
Frication gain. Aspiration gain. Phrase pause.
Now we have phrase pause and sentence pause, which is kind of very obvious what they do. And that's all you can actually control with HAL. There are a few more parameters like hat rise and larynx and a few other ones that DeckTalk support that HAL doesn't, but I'm going to try this in a minute. I haven't yet, but HAL has this cool thing where you can pass commands through to Orpheus. I want to see if that also works with DeckTalk, because like I said, I've never tried it. So, let's see.
Value.
I'm going to save this voice.
Low default, so OK button.
Hit OK on that.
Desktop.
Now if I go to the thingy, I can make the screen reader use it.
Menu no select.
Speech.
Speech menu. Enable select. Monitor
speech
markers.
Speech and language options is what we want.
Style menu.
Oops. Nope. Very bad.
S. Desk.
Okay, fine, fine.
Menu no
select. I don't remember exactly where it is. Let's see.
Keyboard. Verbosity. Monitor mark. Style. Character A. Preferences. Verbosity schemes. Voice and language.
There we are. Voice and language.
Voice and language configuration. Screen reader. Language. U.S. English list.
Obviously, U.S. English is the only one there for DeckTalk.
Voice. Perfect call list.
You can go stupid doob.
Stupid doob. This is stupid doob speaking.
Yay, and you can use that for your screen reader voice. How cool is that?
Desktop.
Workspace. No focus detected list view.
And of course, I've only just selected the, whatever they call that background thingy, because like all the main text.
Run. Type the name of the program, folder, document, or...
Anyway, I'm going to go to Notepad by typing Notepad, of course.
No selection.
Desktop.
Notepad.
Untitled Notepad.
We're Notepad now. In Orpheus, you can go Alt-0171.
Left-pointing double-angle quotation.
Which is a left-pointing double-angle quotation, according to DeckTalk. Or HAL. Not sure which. I think both. Anyway, in here, you can put any command into Orpheus that you like, and then proceed that with an Alt-0187, which is a left-right double-angle bracket quotation or whatever. So we're going to go left bracket colon...
Left bracket colon.
DVSR100.
SR100.
PR...
PR.
250...
250.
HR...
HR.
30...
30.
LA...
La.
100. And then we're going to type, this is a dube.
Dupe exclamation.
And we're going to end that with 0187 and see if this works.
1SR100 PR200.
Oops.
16,385 SR100 PR. Left bracket. Left pointing double angle quotation.
Okay, apparently it doesn't work that way. Crap. Well, blah.
4097 SR100 PR200 and 50 HR30 La 100. This is a dupe.
No, it really rather doesn't work that way. I was kind of hoping it would. Oh, well, let's see what we could do.
No.
Close that.
Desktop.
And we'll go back to our little blah doob thingy.
Menu notes.
No selection.
Speed.
User. Define voices.
Voice. Beautiful Betty.
List box.
Stupid doob.
Add button. Delete button.
Rename button. Parameters for Stupid Dupe. Pitch. Default.
Selected list.
69.
Select.
79.
Selected. Hello everyone. This is a dupe.
Intonation. 250. Other speech. Sentence pause. Aspiration gain. Valid. 36.
Selected. Hello everyone. This is a dupe.
66.
Selected. Hello everyone. This is a dupe. If you have a problem.
Oh yeah, that's right. I gotta show you what happens when you turn down the frication and the aspiration gain. Great.
Default.
Selected. Hello everyone. This is a dupe.
Oops.
Parameter. Frication value 0. Value 0.
Selected. Hello everyone. This is a dupe. If you have a problem with it, then please go away and die.
Test text. Is it excellent? I am gay. I wanna screw. And it will be woot. Woot exclamation. Other speech parameters. Default 0.
Selected. I am now a gay deckbug. I wanna screw you and it will be super. Woot woot.
Gay deck talk. Woot.
Parameter. Aspiration gain.
Let's see.
Frication.
Turn the intonation down a bit. No, the pitch up, yeah.
Intonation. Pitch. 89.
Selected. I am now a gay deck dog.
99.
Selected. I am now a gay deck dog. I want to prove you, and it will be super.
100.
I guess I will turn the intonation down a little.
240. Select. 190.
Down. Selected. I am now a gay deck dog. I want to prove you, and it will be super. Woot woot.
Other speech. Valid. Test tech. Low default.
So we're gonna
okay.
Hit okay on that.
Desktop.
And we're gonna change all the voices in this thing to this gay dube.
Menu.
And play with it. And just sort of use it in things.
Verbosity.
Menu.
Whoops.
Desk.
No, bad.
Menu note.
Voice and language configuration. Voice. Screen. Language. Edit areas voice. Perfect call.
Lip box.
Stupid dube. Stupid.
Changing all the various voices to stupid dube.
Screen. Language. US. Edit areas voice. Stupid dube.
Desktop, word page, notebook detected live view.
There we go. Now we'll go to MSN Messenger is what we'll do. Write to people a bit, because it's fun.
Program menu, microsoft.com, MSN Messenger 5.0.
MSN Messenger 5.0.
Desktop, word page.
I don't know if you can tell, but this thing picks up some hard drive noise through the deck talk. Woot. Yes, it does. Quite a lot of it, actually. And Messenger is coming up. Slowly.
Cursor down.
Cursor down.
Cursor up. Cursor right. Virtual focus toolbar. And scheduler is ready. Button. Volume. Four selected list box range 0 to 95.
Great.
Speed.
Okay.
336.
Let's get tech talk.
120 selected. 500
Oops. 430. Don't want to play with the speed at all, actually. I was trying to, like,
320.
Try to do other stuff.
Menu.
Let's see.
Taskbar.
Taskbar.
Dial control.
Dial control panel.
Virtual.
Let's see.
Synthesizer access. Dial button. MSN Messenger sign in button. And scheduler is live focus menu no selection.
We'll open that window. Yes, we will. Let's see if Derek's online. We'll write at him right now.
Online 34.
Let's see.
Derek Sandra away. Denise Titan. Derek away.
And apparently,
Enter.
It's. Let's see.
A. U. Or. U. Really. Double.
Apparently, that map doesn't work. Okay, let's see.
Menu note selected.
Map.
Application note. Select map file help button. Close. M. MSN Messenger V1.003 list box MSN Messenger. Okay, button. File control panel.
Just making sure we got the right map selected, because in this thing, if the executable doesn't correspond to a version number, it sort of doesn't do anything until you assign a map to it. And so, we've done that.
MSN Messenger. Click.
Doesn't seem...
Derek is typing a message.
Oh, he is. He's around. Woot. And...
Left message.
Didn't read the message. Well, I'll read it manually.
Derek left angle bracket lane belt.net right
left angle bracket
blank line edit area. Derek here blank I'm split with deck and this is currently being W exclamation mark
W oot
E-O-O-W deleted W exclamation mark tabs off.
Oops, that's why. Well, these messages are not being read. How is usually good about that? Oh, well.
Derek conversation. Blank line edit area. Last message received on 7/28/04 at 6:42 p.m. 2. Derek. Yep. Blank line edit. Okay. Forward sending. Okay, comma. I'm playing with Deckhook and seeing comma. Derek is typing a message.
And Derek is typing.
Derek is typing a message.
Derek is typing a message. Hi, this is DJC of DJC's Jukebox. I've got my very own synthesizer now. It's called... Well, it's called Juke Talk. We can talk about Juke Talk on TalkBack at thetestpattern.com.
Derek is typing a message. Wow. Chorus in the old block. Okay. Derek is typing a message.
Great.
Derek says... Deck Talk, version blooper do 4 exclamation point is greedy. Big old lappy beep. Resonate perhaps. Or squeak. Or possibly quote out. But it is rather gross. No. Or it's in the old block case it says. No, none of that. But it is rather gross now. Derek is typing a message. Derek says, well, I kind of hope for gross. Well, it is very gross indeed. Thank you for taking the time to talk at me. Thank you for taking the time to talk at me.
Well, there you go. Deck Talk being used in strange applications. Brought to you by Alpha Windows. Beep beep.